Chapter 10 Alice's Party. Alice could hear lots of people singing. She stood on the doorstep and listened. To the Looking Glass Land, it was Alice that said, "Look at me, I'm a queen. I have a crown on my head. Let the looking glass animals, whatever they be, come and dine with the Red Queen, the White Queen and me." Alice walked through the door and the singing stopped. She looked around her. She was in a large room with a long table in the middle of it. About 50 guests were sitting at the table. People, animals, birds, and even some flowers. At the end of the table sat the Red Queen and the White Queen, with an empty chair between them.
"That must be my chair," thought Alice, and she sat down. "But I wish someone would say something."
Then the Red Queen spoke.
"You're very late," she said. "You've missed the soup and the fish. It's time for the meat now. You can cut it up."
One of the waiters put a large leg of lamb on the table in front of Alice.
"I've never done this before," said Alice to herself as she picked up a knife. "I hope it's not too difficult."
Then the Red Queen said,
"Alice, I'd like you to meet the leg of lamb. Leg of lamb, this is Alice."
The leg of lamb stood up in its dish and bowed to Alice.
"Should I laugh or should I be frightened?"
Alice wondered. She bowed to the leg of lamb and then she said to the Red Queen,
"Would you like a piece?"
"No, I would not," cried the Red Queen. "Now that you've met the leg of lamb, you can't cut it up. That's very bad manners. Take it away, waiter."
The waiter carried the leg of lamb away and came back with a large plum pudding.
"I don't want to talk to it. I want to eat it," thought Alice.
She was feeling hungry now.
"Would you like a piece?" she asked the Red Queen.
But the Red Queen said very quickly,
"Alice, meet the pudding. Pudding, meet Alice. Now, take it away."
The pudding bowed and it was taken away. Alice frowned.
"I will give an order now," she decided. "Waiter, bring back the pudding."
The waiter brought the pudding back to the table. Alice cut off a piece and gave it to the Red Queen.
"Oh, that was very rude," cried the pudding. "Would you like me to cut off a piece of you?"
There was silence. Then the Red Queen said,
"Say something, somebody. Don't let the pudding do all the talking."
The White Queen said,
"Now we'll all drink to Queen Alice. Pick up your glasses, everyone."
She lifted her glass to her lips.
"To Queen Alice," she cried.
All the guests drank, but in very strange ways. Some poured the juice onto their heads and drank it as it dripped down their faces. Some pushed the bottles over and drank the juice as it dripped off the table.
"And now," said the Red Queen to Alice, "you must make a speech."
Alice stood up, suddenly feeling very shy.
"I'd like to thank you all for coming," she began.
But the two queens were pushing her, one on each side. They pushed so hard that they lifted her off her chair. And then the White Queen grabbed Alice's hair with both hands and shouted,
"Be careful! I think something's going to happen."
First, the candles on the table grew so tall that they reached the ceiling. The flames looked like fireworks. Next, all the bottles turned into birds, with plates for wings and forks for legs. Alice heard the White Queen laughing. She turned to her, but the leg of lamb was sitting in her chair, and the White Queen was smiling at her from the soup pot.
"Here I am,"
she cried, and disappeared into the soup. The soup spoon was walking along the table towards Alice, looking very angry. It wanted Alice to move.
"Stop!"
cried Alice. She stood up and grabbed the tablecloth with both hands. She pulled hard and everything, plates, dishes, guests, candles, spoons, crashed to the floor. Then she turned to the Red Queen, saying,
"You've done this, you!"
But the Red Queen was now running round and round on the table, chasing after her shawl. She was as small as a doll. Alice grabbed her, just as she was about to jump over a bottle.
"I'll turn you into a kitten!" cried Alice.
The Red Queen's eyes slowly turned green, and she became fatter and softer and rounder and blacker, until she really was a kitten. Alice rubbed her eyes and stroked the kitten.
"You're purring too loudly, Your Majesty," she said sleepily. "You woke me from a lovely dream. I've been in Looking Glass Land, and you were there with me. Do you remember?"
The kitten didn't reply. She just purred.
"Do you mean yes or no?"
asked Alice.
"Could you purr for yes and mew for no?"
But the kitten just purred.
"I don't know if you remember or not, Kitty,"
sighed Alice. She stood up and went over to the table where the chess pieces stood. She found the Red Queen and put her on the floor next to the kitten.
"You turned into the Red Queen, Kitty," she said. "Do you remember?"
The kitten turned her head away and closed her eyes. Alice laughed.
"Sit up straight, Kitty," she said. "And don't forget to bow."
She picked up the kitten and kissed her.
"You did turn into the Red Queen," she said.
Then she turned to Snowdrop, the white kitten. Dinah was still washing the kitten's face.
"And you were the White Queen," said Alice. "You were untidy then, and you're untidy now. Poor Dinah is still washing you." "Dinah, you're washing a queen, you know." "Who did you turn into, Dinah? Was it Humpty Dumpty?" "Now, Kitty, stop washing your paw. I have a question for you. Someone had a very strange dream, but who was it?" "The Red King was in my dream, but I was in his. So who dreamed it? Was it the Red King or was it me? Please tell me."
But Kitty didn't reply. She just finished washing her paw and then she lay down and closed her eyes. So who had the dream? What do you think?